Welcome to the audio podcast of The Table at Central United Methodist Church. The podcast currently features the messages of Matt Smith and Linda Du Hirsu,
with a musical introduction by Brendan Lowe, our director of music. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to the music team for making me feel welcomed and helping me sort of stumble through. Matt and Linda's shoes are tall shoes to fill. So thank you to the music team. And also, I want to thank those who put our altar together. I think Melissa did these wonderful godly play. Each block is one of the 7 days of creation, and they did a phenomenal job. I wasn't here last week, so when I walked in this morning, I was just sort of moved at seeing this display. So anyway, it's really good to be here, and it's good to be able to share with you a bit about godly play. One of the first Sundays, I was in my very first ministry, which was the San Francisco Partnership Ministry. It was an urban ministry that served 6 different ethnically different churches and communities. And I shared it with my husband, Michael Courtright. And that first Sunday, or one of those first Sundays, it was a long time ago, I found myself sitting on the stairs outside the sanctuary of Pilgrim United Church of Christ. And I had my 3 tiny children with me. One was 6 months old, one was 2, and one was 5. And I had a whole crew of little ones from Pilgrim Church who were sitting on the stairs with me. And I realized there was no place for these children to go, and there was nothing for them to do. And so the books that I had brought for my little ones, I started telling stories to all of the little kids that were sitting with me on this long stairway. I have to say, at that moment, I sadly realized that there were some churches that do not welcome children into their midst. So I spent the next 30 plus years in ministry welcoming children and youth into the church. And along the way, I discovered godly play. And godly play honors children like nothing else I had ever experienced. In godly play, every child is seen as a spiritual being. Godly play is committed to creating a safe place for each child to come close to God and for God to come close to them, and each in their own unique way. Godly play mirrors worship and hopefully helps children to find their own words to express their experiences of God and of their faith. At the end of Matt's message last week, he lifted up Mark 9, verse 37, when the disciples were arguing with each other about who was the greatest. Jesus sat down, called the 12 together, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant to all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it into his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Here at the table, when we say all means all, we welcome children and we create a beautiful and safe place for them to welcome God into their lives and to deepen their faith. So this morning, we are going to have a hands-on experience of godly play, like the experience many of the children in this congregation experience each Sunday. So to begin, we will have a video that will help us with our beginnings. Okay.
We're blessed here at the table at Central United Methodist Church with 16 adults who watch over our children in love each week during our children's ministry called Godly Play. Partway through worship, children are escorted by parents and storytellers and doorkeepers to their own age-appropriate Godly Play sanctuaries. Children are greeted at the door and welcomed into their own sanctuary by a doorkeeper. The storyteller who greets them in the room gathers the children together in a circle with the stories of our tradition surrounding them, holding them, sacred stories, stories of Advent and Lent and the Holy Family, stories from the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, of creation and of Noah's Ark, stories and parables of Jesus. As the children are surrounded, the storyteller welcomes and then lights a Christ candle to remind the children of God's presence in our lives and in the world. And then the children, mirroring exactly what happens in our own sanctuary, begin to move through worship. They take an offering just as we do here in the sanctuary.
One. How many? Count.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
And who can tell me what those six Sundays are?
Lent.
Lent. That's right, Noah. That's Lent. And then Bryce, tell me again what this one is.
Easter.
It's Easter. And Easter is so big that we can't keep it in just one Sunday, can we? It spills over into how many Sundays? Let's count again.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Six Sundays. And what do we call these six Sundays? Can anybody remember? Wolfie.
Easter.
Yes, Eastertide. Very good. Eastertide are these six Sundays. And then, ooh, ouch! What is this hot one? Yes, David.
Lent.
It's
Pentecost.
That's right. It's Pentecost. And I'm going to have Bryce come up because you've been so eager to be up with us. So come up with us and let's change our... Yes, we have one more Sunday. So change it to... This is our Sunday this week.
White.
It's our last white Sunday. That's right. So what's going to happen next week? What are we going to celebrate next week?
Pentecost.
That's right. So we have one more Sunday to Pentecost. So let's look at where I'm going to go get the story. Now, how many lights can come from just one light? I think more than we could ever imagine.
Children hear the stories of faith shared by a storyteller. They see those stories. They hear the stories. They're able to work with and to manipulate the stories right there in front of them. Then each child is invited to wonder together about what the story might mean in their own life today. Finally, our children are invited to respond to the stories just as we do here in the sanctuary.
This is yours. Thank you. Goes and fills the room.
Our storytellers and doorkeepers invite children to respond in their own ways to the stories shared each week. Some children choose to work with the art materials that are available in each Godly Play sanctuary. Others choose to work on their own or with a friend as they look together over stories shared in previous weeks. Following this time of individual and small group response, the storyteller invites the children back together into a circle where they share in a feast, patterning their own lives there in the Godly Play sanctuary, just as we do here in our own sanctuary by sharing together at the table. Following this time of feast and prayer, children are sent with a blessing by their Godly Play storytellers. And then parents and caregivers gather and meet children outside of the sanctuary as the children prepare to go on their way.
Good. Okay, and now we do is what we, with all the love that we feel in this room, we're going to take out into the world. And how do we do this? We go out, out, out.
So watch now where I go to get the story, so you will always know where to find this story if you would like to tell this story. To get ready for our story today, we're going to sing together, "Come and Find This Quiet Center." Are we ready to begin? I have a question for you. What is the biggest present you ever received? Maybe it was a Christmas present. Maybe it was a birthday present. Maybe it was a surprise present for nothing at all, for no reason. What was the biggest present you ever received? What do you think? Can you think of one? A Christmas present. It was a big Christmas present. Ah, what other presents? What? Meeting your partner. That's a big gift. What's another big gift? Love. Love is a big gift. Right. What other gifts?
Having a great cousin.
Thanks. A child being born. Yes, it's a huge gift. Grace. Yes, yes. Sometimes gifts are so big, presents are so big that nobody notices them. Sometimes they are so huge that you can't actually see them. So to be able to see them, sometimes to be able to finally recognize them, we have to go back, way back, back to the beginning, maybe even a little before the beginning. In the beginning, there wasn't much. In the beginning, there was nothing. Nothing except perhaps an enormous smile. But there was no one there to see it. Then, on the first day, God gave us the gift of light. God gave us light in the darkness. And so then we had both dark and light. We were given the gift of light, and not light like in a light bulb, not even light like in the headlights of a car at night. Not this light or that light. But God gave us the gift of light that all other light came from. And when God saw the light, God said, "It was good." And that was the end of the first day. And on the second day, God gave us the gift of water. Not water like a glass of water. Not even water like in our bathtub or our showers. Not even the water from rivers and lakes. Not even water from the ocean or from the water that comes down from the skies like rain. God gave us the gift of water that all water comes from. And God gave us firmament that separated the water above from the water below. And God saw that the water was good. And that was the end of the second day. Then God gave us on the third day the gift of dry land. And God separated and divided the dry land from the water and gave to us green growing things. And when God saw the dry land and the green growing things, God said, "It was good." And that was the end of the third day. And on the fourth day, God gave to us the gift of night and day, a way to count our days. And the light that ruled the day was the sun. And the lights that ruled the night were the moon and the stars. And when God saw night and day and the way we could keep time, God said, "It was good." And that was the end of the fourth day. And on the fifth day, God gave us the gift of creatures that flew in the sky, not just birds, but all creatures that fly in the sky, and the creatures that swim in the waters. And when God saw all the creatures that flew in the sky and all of the creatures that swim in the waters, God said, "It is good." And that was the end of the fifth day. On the sixth day, God gave us the gift of creatures who walk on two legs like you and me, and creatures who walk on many legs. And when God saw all the creatures who walked on two legs, and all the creatures that walked on many legs, and all of the many gifts of the days before, God said, "It is very, very good." And on the seventh day, God rested, and God gave us a day of rest. There's nothing on this day because each of us goes to a different place that is our special place of rest and remembering all of the gifts that God has given us. So your special place might be in your backyard under a tree. Or maybe it's your room. Or maybe it's at a church. Or in the mountains, along a river. Or perhaps it's at the ocean. I don't know what your special place is. Only you know. But I do know that for Christians, on this special day, they mark it with a cross.
And for Jewish people, they mark this day with a star. The Star of David. Now is our time for wondering. And when I wonder with the children, I stay seated in the circle and we wonder together. But this morning, we're going to wonder, and I'm going to stand up so I can see all of you. So when we wonder together, I wonder which of these days are your favorite days. Which day is your favorite one? You love the white one, the day of rest. Ah. Are there others? What day, I'm wondering, do you like the best? You like the white one too. We like the day of rest. How about others? The darkness with the light, the first. Yes. I'm wondering what other days you might like. I'm wondering what day you think is the most important day. What day do you think is the most important one? I'm wondering. Thank you, Becca. The first day when God gave us light, that's the day that's important for you. What other day might be important to you? The white one. You love the white one. The white one? The white one is the most important for Bailey and for Eleanor. The water. That is important. I'm wondering where you are in these 7 days. I wonder what day is about you. What day are you in? What day is about you, I'm wondering? Which day? The third day. Oh, when we had the dry land divided from the water. That's where Becca is. I'm wondering where you might be. Day versus night. Aha. So the daytime and the nighttime lights. That's where you are. The sun and the moon and the stars. I'm wondering, is there any day we could do without and still have all that we need? Is there any day we can do without and still have everything? I see people shaking their heads. I'm wondering, maybe the fourth day we could do without the fourth day. 1, 2, 3, 4. Without the stars and the moon and the sun. I'm wondering, that might be. Are there others? Thank you for wondering with me. And I want you to watch where I take the story, where I put it back, so when you want to work with it, you can work with it. We carefully put our days back into our basket. We take very good care of our beautiful storytelling pictures. Now watch where I go, because I want you to feel like you can always go and use the creation story and do your own wondering. As we share communion this morning, we continue the experience of godly play. Godly play mirrors communion each Sunday with our children with their feast of juice and crackers. And I hope families today will take communion, take the great, the sacred feast together as a family. So we invite children to come forward. And during communion, I invite each of you to spend time either at the prayer centers along each side of the sanctuary. There is a table of art materials, and in godly play, we spend time working sometimes with art materials. So you are welcome to spend time there, and you're welcome to use and work with and explore all of the different teaching stories that we have around the room. So now I invite us to all stand, and as we prepare for communion and the Holy Feast, let us share our confession together as we make ourselves ready. So please join me. Nurturing God, you welcome children and call us to do the same. Yet too often we fail to watch over all your children in love. You invite your followers to wonder, yet too often we settle for certainty and the ways we've known. You welcome all to a feast at your table, yet too often we place limits on your invitation. Compassionate God, may we come to the table with the faith of a child and be made new in your love. Amen. With God's grace that is beyond all understanding, we can be sure that we are each forgiven. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen.